Why are you covering your eyes, Dolly? Are you crying?
I've had about enough of your crying. You will watch as my sister butchers your boyfriend, or you'll be the next one on the operating table.
Are we ready? Excellent. We shall proceed. Patient designation 3674, aka the boyfriend. This will be the third and final operation on the patient. Today, we will be harvesting the patient's organs, beginning with the non-critical and then moving to the critical organs. Patient was administered a paralytic to prevent movement and a nerve agent to induce cognitive awareness. Additional injections prepared and will be administered as needed throughout the duration of the surgery. We will begin by first removing the patient's kidneys.
Yay! I love this part. Just wait until you see how bad it's about to get, Dolly. Dolly. Hey, Dolly. Wake up, sleepyhead. Come on. Open those eyes. It's time to wake up. There you are. Good morning, Dolly. You sure are a sleepy girl this morning. Must have been all those fun games we played together last night.
Games. Torture. It doesn't matter what you call it, as long as I'm having fun.
And I always have so much fun with you, Dolly. Yeah, you fell asleep in my bed again. You looked so peaceful. I didn't want to wake you up to move you to your cradle. Besides, I like having you right next to me.
Makes it much more convenient if I suddenly get the late night urge to inflict pain.
Are you okay, Dolly? You look confused. What? Did you ever have a boyfriend? Of course not. Why would you ask such a silly question?
You dreamt you had a boyfriend and you watched him get tortured? So what? Only an idiot would get a dream confused with reality.
Oh, Dolly, don't get upset. Come here. It was only a dream. You don't have anything to worry about. It felt like it was a memory. Silly Dolly. You never had a boyfriend. You've only ever lived here with me and Angie. Oh, speaking of. Hi, Angie.
Hey there, sis. You're certainly looking chipper this morning. But your Dolly looks like she's been through the ringer.
Oh, she just woke up. She was all worn out from our playdate last night.
Playdate, huh? I hope you're taking care of her and not being too rough.
Oh, I am. I always play nicely with my bestest Dolly.
Unless she deserves otherwise.
Is there a reason why she's in your bed?
Well, she was so sleepy. I didn't want to move her.
Please tell me this was a one-time occurrence and that you're not letting her sleep in your bed completely unrestrained every night.
Well, Yanji, I'm sorry. I just love her so much and I want her to stay with me. Plus, she's been so good. I trust her.
That decision is not yours to make, Emmy. You want Dolly? You follow the rules we discussed. Understand?
Yes, Angie.
Anyway, I just wanted to remind you that we have a new shipment coming in today. I trust you'll be available to give them haircuts?
Of course. I'll be down as soon as I get Dolly dressed and fed.
Perfect. Oh, I should get going. They'll be here any minute.
Angie, before you go, can I talk to you about something? Privately?
Emmy, for the last time, I am not allowing you to use the chainsaw.
It's... No, not that. It's about something else. Something kind of important about...
Mm-mm. Oh, of course.
Dolly, I just need to speak to Angie in the hallway. Can you be a good girl and get dressed for me while we're talking? Thank you, Dolly. Here. I think you'll look so cute in your little sailor dress today. Put this on and I'll be right back.
And no fucking around in here while I'm gone. It would be such a shame if we had to play the kidney removal game a second time. You never cease to amaze me with your little sadistic ideas, Emmy.
Well, I learned from the best.
Okay, so what is it that you're so concerned about?
Well, I think something might be wrong with Dolly.
Wrong how?
I think she might be starting to remember her old life. I thought she'd finally forgotten all of it, but she had a dream about her boyfriend.
Really?
Oh, Angie, what do I do? I promise, I've been doing everything right. I've been responsible. I've worked so hard to take care of her. I just don't know what I did wrong.
Shh. Emmy, calm down. I don't think you've done anything wrong, besides letting her sleep in your bed unrestrained. You need to remember, you've never had a Dolly for this long. She's been with you for nearly a year. Your other dolls barely lasted a few weeks before they either needed to be altered or...
tried to kill me.
Exactly. So we had no way of knowing how long the brainwashing would last. It's all experimental at this point.
So what do we do?
Well, you will need to keep a close eye on her and make sure her behavior stays in check. That means never letting her out of your sight. Using harsher punishments if needed. I like the sound of that. And keeping her restrained at night. No more sleepovers. Got it?
Yes, Angie.
Good. Also, if she starts having any more of those dreams, you need to let me know immediately so I can run some tests on her. We can't let that go on without intervening.
You won't hurt her, will you?
If you do, I want to watch. While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I promise no harm will come to her. Just a simple examination to find the root of the problem.
Okay. Thank you, Angie.
Not a problem, sis. Just remember what I said. Eyes on her at all times.
I promise I won't let you down. Oh, Dolly. I knew you'd look absolutely adorable in that outfit. What's wrong, Dolly? You look worried. Oh no, Dolly. You're not in trouble. I just had to talk to Angie about something.
You know, you're getting awfully bold asking all of these questions. It makes me wonder if you're forgetting your place around here. Probably a good thing Angie suggested using harsher punishments.
I'm sorry, Dolly. I'm just a little worried about that dream you had. You seemed really upset about it, and I just want to make sure you're okay. It wasn't the first time you had that dream. Oh, no. No, I'm not upset with you, Dolly. Not at all. I just don't like seeing you so distressed.
Unless I'm the one causing it.
So, I talked to Angie, and she thinks it would be better if I watch you more carefully and make sure you're sleeping in your cradle instead of my bed. Yes, with the handcuffs on. Dolly, don't think of it as a punishment. Think of it as me helping you feel more secure. I don't want you to waste your time worrying about a boyfriend or other people who don't exist. I just want you to feel safe and loved here, just like you always have been. Come here and give me a kiss, Dolly. That's more like it. Come on, my bestest, most perfect Dolly. I can't let you out of my sight. So you're going to come with me to help Angie with the new shipment.
But you will only watch. Touch anything, and I'll chop your fingers off one by one.
I'm so happy we're friends. You're such a pretty Dolly. Has anyone else noticed how pretty you are?
Your boyfriend? That douchebag. You don't have to worry about him anymore. He's being well taken care of.
Which means it's just us now. Forever and ever and ever.
Would you stop talking about him? Now? He's with my sister, which means you're never going to see him again. Chances are, she's already lopped off the family jewels, which means he's of no more use to you.
Yeah, we don't need boys anyway. Oh, I know. Let's give you a makeover. Hold still, Dolly. Dolly, wake up. Wake up, please. It's okay, Dolly. I'm here. You're okay. Poor Dolly. Did you have another bad dream? Oh, no. Come here, Dolly.
I said, come here, Dolly.
don't want me to touch you? What happened in your dream, Dolly? I did all of that?
Sounds like a fun time.
Oh, Dolly, I'm so sorry. I promise I would never let anything like that happen to you. You believe me, don't you? No, this is not how things were supposed to go. Huh? Oh, no, Dolly, it's okay. It's not your fault, I promise. But hey, guess what, Dolly? This means you get to go visit Angie in her lab tomorrow. She's going to make you all better.
And I just know she's gonna have a hell of a time with you.